Republican Senator Kim Ward is among those saying a deal could be closed by the end of the week. But as lawmakers figure out how much to spend on what agencies and programs as the pandemic wanes, education could end up being a sticking point. Democrats want as much of the $10 billion extra dollars in tax money and federal aid as possible to go to propping up underfunded schools. A group including Philadelphia at-large Councilwoman Helen Gimm demonstrated outside the Senate on that point and was led away in handcuffs. And two House lawmakers say unless the Senate votes on a bill to give sexual abuse survivors extra time to sue their abusers, they'll lead an effort to block funding for state-related universities like Penn State. Funding for those schools is part of the budget deal each year and requires support from two-thirds of lawmakers. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.